No, no, we'll do one at the other. Okay,
we do it first.
Okay. Also, we turn the mic up now, so it's quite a bit loud.
Quite sensitive.
There we go.
Do you still want me to read the whole thing, or just
want
to go to the?
Yeah, let's read the whole thing. Let's get a nice build up. Chapter 11. The new plan.
It took a full day and a full night for Colonel Glophis to finally chew his way through all the birds he had sucked into his mouth. By that time, Tarathon and the king were long gone, and all of the excitement of the battle with the town had died away. The townspeople now, with no homes or places of business, as they had all driven away as part of Tarathon's body. They decided to build one of those homeless communities that you see sometimes, like when your pizza route takes you out to the poorest parts of town, where they just let really sad homeless guys just wander around, doing nothing. They took some of the bits that had broken off the town in the fight and cut some trees and such and made little rows of shacks that they lived in. They even built a little shack to keep the rain off the unconscious bodies of the king's adventuring friends. Colonel Glophis couldn't fit in the shack because he was, by now, really, really fat. His cloak, which used to be cool and billowy, was now too tight for him to wear. The townspeople had to tie rags around his body to keep him from getting cold. He just sat out in the rain for a day and a night, eating raw birds. He was very, very tired, as he had not slept for many days, what with all the chewing. The first thing he did when he cast his party revive spell was roll his giant mass onto some loose hay and slept for 18 hours straight. By the time he woke, Father Domino's had healed everyone else into tip-top shape, with the spells in his Bible, and everyone was sitting around him, waiting for him to wake up so they could get a move on.
Right, so fat.
Hello, cherished friends and fellows,
said Colonel Glophis when he woke up.
I feared very much that you would all die. It's good to see that you're all well again.
He then put his stubby little arms up for a hug, but no one wanted to touch him. He put his arms down again and kind of rocked gently.
He have a plan,
said Axe Axewound in a Scottish accent.
To save the king.
God told me where Tarathor is heading,
said Father Domino's, who could talk to God, which was useful because God could see everything.
He's going to attack the capital city of Europe.
But the king is still alive, said Sally Minefield. On my 19th birthday, he gave me this ring that would turn into an engagement ring when I got to a level 20 and became either a thief mage or upgraded into a ninja. Then she started to cry gently. It's bound to his very soul. If he was to be destroyed, then the ring would turn into adders and eat itself.
Well, that has not happened yet,
said Axe.
He must be alive. But why?
Said Colonel Glophis, through all of his chins and flabby lips.
What is Tarathor keeping the king alive?
I forgot how it goes, then.
He
must be using psychology,
said Father Domino's.
He and Tarathor were close childhood friends. The king knows Tarathor better than anyone else alive. You do it now.
Okay. Everyone nodded at this because it was true.
How are we going to catch up with the town?
Asked the colonel, who was still groggy from all the sleeping.
We will ride through hell itself,
said Father Domino's dangerously.
It will be a shortcut.
Last time we rode through hell, we barely made it out alive, whispered Sally Minefield.
We have to be strong, lassie, for the king's sake,
said Axe, hugging her. It was a very touching moment, and Sally understood.
When we ride out of hell, we will meet the commander Flightfeather. We will warn him about Tarathor, and we can use all of our will and our strength to bring him down,
said Father Domino's.
This time, permanently,
said Axe, still hugging Sally.
Let us go, adventurous friends,
said Colonel Glophis, sticking up his arms again. Nobody helped him up for at least 30 seconds. They rode out on their donkeys at midnight, but Colonel Glophis was too fat to ride on his donkey. Fortunately, he was an archmage and knew the spell for Awesome Horse. It summoned a demon horse with demon strength, but even so, he needed two of them and a few planks of wood to carry him. He was really fat.
I don't like either of the voices we did for the dominoes. Okay. Let's read through it again.
wood.
Start wood.
Oh, no, we'll just do the green.
Domino.
Yeah, just
okay, go.
We'll kind of shoot the greens off each other. God told me where Terathor is hiding. He's going to attack the capital city of Europe.
He must be using the psychology. He and Terathor were close childhood friends. The king knows Terathor better than anyone else alive.
I like that. That's good. We will ride through hell itself.
It will be a shortcut.
Okay, do that the next one.
When we ride out of hell, we will meet with Commander Flightfeather. We can warn him about Terathor, and we can use all of our wit and strength to bring him down.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Okay, stop.
Let's listen to that shit.
Okay.